Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Scientists in Cambridge could find a way to rebuild damaged hearts thanks to new research funded by the British Heart Foundation. A £930,000 grant could soon make it a reality. The research is being led by Dr. Sanjay Sinha, who is a senior clinical research fellow and honorary consultant in cardiology at the University of Cambridge. I'm pleased to say that Dr. Sanjay is with us here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the issue, I guess something like heart disease takes and heart conditions take on various forms and various problems for different people. So specifically, what is going to be solved hopefully here?
Yeah, we're interested in people who have heart failure. That means these people have damaged hearts and their hearts don't pump properly, which means that they have difficulty doing day-to-day things that you and I have absolutely no problems with at all.
So this might be something that they're born with or which develops in later life?
So heart failure can be caused by lots of things, but the commonest cause is a big heart attack.
Okay.
Basically just damages and destroys heart muscle.
Okay, so what you're planning, because presumably you need to send out some sort of business plan, if you like. In other words, you'll have done some work already, and in order to persuade the British Heart Foundation to give you the financing, you have to say, well, we've done this. This is what we're going to do next. So what is that next stage?
Well, the what we want to do is to use stem cells to generate heart muscle to regenerate and rebuild a damaged heart. What we've shown the British Heart Foundation is we've made a breakthrough where we've been able to really increase the success of this approach dramatically in rat models. And what we want to do now is to take that forward and expand that the efficiency and show how we can now take this to patients.
So by rat models, you mean little rats, basically, in the lab, is it? That's
basically
what you do. Yeah.
That's where the research currently is. And what we've been able to do is to regenerate the damage in a rat heart using heart muscle that we generate from stem cells.
I often wonder when you're using rats and other small creatures, how the comparison between a rat heart and a human heart. On the face of it, it seems like there's no comparison at all.
Julian, that's one of the big challenges. A rat heart is half the size of the tip of your little finger, for instance.
Yeah.
And of course, a human heart would be the size of a clenched fist.
Mm.
So 300 or 400 times bigger. So it's a huge engineering challenge to scale what we're able to do in a rat heart up to humans. So that's one of the things we're going to be doing over the next 5 years, to scale up what we're doing so we can then have sheer quantities of cells that can actually regenerate a human heart.
Right. And does this also involve things like, say, computer modelling as well, when you're maybe looking at what you've discovered from a rat heart and comparing that with what you know from the human heart?
We do use computer models of the way that the muscles contract the electrical signals. But at the end of the day, there's no alternative, really, to testing this in a complex model at heart if we want to take this to people.
Because at some stage, testing on a human is the wrong phrase, but there will become a point when you can say, right, we're confident now that this patient here can benefit from the research we've done. How do you make that decision?
So the reason this is a long 5-year program is to really get us into the position where we're comfortable to say, yes, we can now start to take this to people. We want to be absolutely sure that what we're doing is safe. When we do clinical trials in patients, we have to be 100% sure that what we're able to do isn't going to cause harm rather than actually help.
I guess there's always this danger that you can actually do more damage if you're not 100% confident than doing, well, nothing at all, not that you want to leave anyone aside.
So, of course, we want to improve what the damage to the heart, and that's why we want to be very careful in terms of leading up to when we start to do human work in the next few years' time. We want to be sure that we've done all the safety work prior to that to make sure that the trials are as safe as they possibly can be.
And I guess sometimes, you know, you hear stories about, oh, such and such a person says, oh, I've been denied this treatment, that treatment is out there, I really know it's out there. But actually, as you're saying, you just need to be just super careful, don't you, and not let anything out into the wild before you're 100% confident.
So, I mean, you do, and you have to appreciate that what the patient's perspective, because people who have heart failure, it's a devastating diagnosis.
Yes.
The life expectancy is considerably shortened if you have that. So people are desperate for treatment and for a cure. At the moment, we can do heart transplants, but, you know, we are able to do 200 heart transplants a year in this country, and there are hundreds of thousands of patients who have heart failure. So heart transplantation, while it's a great treatment, it's just a drop in the ocean. Mm. What we're trying to do is to offer a new treatment or develop a new treatment that will offer hope to the people who aren't able to get heart transplants.
And I guess also heading off the problem almost before you get there as well.
Well, I think prevention is an absolutely vital part of any strategy, and that's a slightly separate issue to what we're doing, which is try to treat patients who already have heart failure.
So close to £1 million, 930,000 has come your way from the British Heart Foundation. What size of a team does that buy over the course of the five years?
So research is surprisingly expensive. So this will fund three people effectively for 5 years.
Right. That actually, that actually sounds remarkably good value as much as anything else.
I think it is good value, actually. I mean, the British Heart Foundation provide great support for my team. I have a team of about a dozen people supported mostly by the British Heart Foundation, and we're working on various aspects of heart research, and this is going to be an absolutely central part of what we do.
And you're based in Cambridge. Where are you based? At the University Hospital?
Based on the Addenbrook site.
Okay.
So we have research laboratories there where we do the work, and we also have, I also work on the wards in Addenbrook's hospital.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much for coming in and telling us all about that. Best of luck with the work. It sounds like a good investment.
It's been a pleasure.
Maybe before those 5 years, you'll come in and tell us what a success it's been.
I'd be delighted to. Thank you.
Thanks very, very much. Dr. Sanjay Sinha, Senior Clinical Research Fellow and Honorary Consultant in Cardiology at the University of Cambridge. That takes us to 17 after 8. Cambridge 105.